And on this last day of 2024, we're doing our last Appleton Public Library show of the year. I should make that clear. The year.
Make that clear, that's for sure.
Hi, Cindy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Yeah. Any plans for New Year's Eve?
Well, we last minute kind of threw some plans together, so we're doing some stuff with friends.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that usually happens with us, too. Late this afternoon, people call, hey, you want to come over or something like that?
Yeah, that's kind of what we're doing is having people over. So I may need to do a little cleaning first. But,
oh, it's at your place. Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, I got this big dog. Oh. And, you know, it's like, well, that's just the way big dog is.
He likes the party, too, I'm sure.
Actually, it's a she.
Oh, she, okay.
She's a golden retriever, and so there's lots of fur involved in a golden retriever.
Oh, gee, okay. All right. Well, have fun cleaning today, then.
Yeah, thank you.
Our little tradition we have, Roxy always makes a homemade pizza on New Year's Eve.
Oh, delicious.
Yep. And then we either eat it at home or we take it with us wherever we're going. So. All right. Yeah, well, last day of the year. To me, it went fast anyway.
I think so, too. I mean, time just really goes. I mean, I can't believe we've been in this building for over a year now.
Right.
It definitely feels like home. You know, it just does. I miss the old space from the standpoint of being right across the hall from the city office and all those wonderful people that, you know, work there. I don't get to see them on a daily basis, but we visit and stuff. So
You got a great new space, that's for sure.
Yes, we do. It's just so wonderful, and our friends group is so helpful at doing all sorts of projects and everything for us. It's been a good year. It really has.
Okay. Good. Well, let's talk about the new year. I see you got your January newsletter out.
Yes, it actually will be released either later today or tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
I haven't officially released it yet.
Sorry about that. The cat out of the bag.
Yeah, I usually release a newsletter on the first of the month, and so either I'll do it late today because the first we are closed for the New Year holiday. So more than likely I will do that because I have to have it ready.
Right.
Yeah, and so we've got quite a few things coming up in the new year. We have our Winter Reads 2025 exclusive reading program for adults, and that just entails reading books that are from the public library or listening to books that are from the public library, and then you earn prizes while doing so. We always start off the program by giving a bag to everyone to hold all of their books and materials, and then they work through the program. After they read 6 books, they earn a mug, and after 12 books, they get a piece of chocolate.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool thing. Plus, we do weekly drawings for prizes, and the program runs from the 1st of January, or in our case now, the 2nd of January, and all the way through March 31st. So you've got 3 months to read the 12 books, and if that doesn't work for you, that's fine. There's no pressure on any of this. It's just kind of a fun way to work our way through the winter months.
Okay.
Then we're also going to run a children's reading program called Warm Up with a Good Book, and that will just be during the month of January. That should be just kind of a fun, easy program for kids to just read some nice books during that month, and we've got a couple of incentives for that as well. And then we've got our preschool story time that's going to be on January 7th. It's Smiley Snowman. January 8th will be a after-school program, Speedy Spiders. On the 13th in January, since we are doing an adult take and make, and the pickup for that will be January 13th, that week. And then we've got a Wednesday program, Just Gnoming Around After School. Laura Thomas will be here with Prairie 5 on the 16th. We are closed on January 20th for the holiday. And then we've got Rocking Snowman as an after-school program on the 22nd. And we are doing this cool teen program called My Favorite Things Book Folding Event. It's a teen-tween event on the 22nd. And we've got this really cool display of a book. So you'll just fold the pages of a book in the shape of a heart. Mm. So, yeah. And then last night, our book club met. And we are going to be reading. And so our book club will meet on the 27th of January at 5 o'clock. And we are reading The Brilliant Life of Eudora Honeysett.
Mm.
It is by Annie Lyons. And then, of course, we end the month with our Lego club. So, you know, for the month of January, we kind of have quite a few things going on.
Really?
I know. And then there's just like, you know, we'll have classroom visits because we usually have quite a few classroom visits each week from the Appleton Elementary School as well as the preschool. It's just a kind of a usually a busy place. Lots of things happening here at the Appleton Public Library.
Yes, there is. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
What are people gonna read in January? What are people reading?
People have been decorating and celebrating, and so there's not a lot of new materials that have been released now because of the holiday season. So I thought I would share with you kind of the books that have been on the New York Times bestseller list the longest. So, for example, the longest book that's been on the hardcover fiction for the New York Times right now is 76 Weeks. And it is Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros. It's it is a fantasy book. Anyway, Violet is urged by the commanding general, who is also her mother, to become a candidate for the elite dragon riders. So that is a fantasy book, and it has been on the New York Times bestseller list for fiction for 76 weeks. Next is for 59 weeks. It's another one by that same author and in the same series. So I guess fantasy is kind of king right now in fiction.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah, I guess so, too.
Do you like fiction or...
Well, I do like fiction, but I don't always read fantasy. But you know, I guess there are fantasy books I really liked, and I liked them a lot as a young adult.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I did. I read a lot of fantasy as a young adult, so that's why I'm always interested to see, you know, what really people are interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in fiction that's up there and has been on the list for several weeks is The Women, and that is by Kristen Hanna, and it's a 1965, a nursing student follows her brother to serve during the Vietnam War and returns to a divided America. And, you know, I've seen a lot of World War II books in fiction, just so many in the last couple of years, and they usually have reached a lot of popularity.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is Vietnam War. So it's kind of interesting, you know, to see what is really popular with people.
Okay.
In nonfiction, so nonfiction is the true stories.
That's my kind of books.
Yeah. Anyway, The Wager is number one at 69 weeks, and it's by David Grant. It's the survivors of a shipwrecked British vessel on a secret mission during an imperial war with Spain have different accounts of events. And that has been really popular, that The Wager. And so I'm not surprised that is still on the New York Times bestseller list for 69 weeks. And the next one is 39 weeks, and that is The Anxious Generation by Jonathan Haidt. It's a co-author of The Coddling of the American Mind, looks at the mental health impacts that a phone-based life has on children.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I can see why that, too, has been on the list for that long.
Right.
So, you know, it's always interesting to see what people are interested in. And just because everyone's interested in that, it doesn't mean that we are. You know
right.
what I'm saying? It's just an average, you know.
Okay.
And so people should read what they want to read.
Right. You know? Real good.
Yeah.
All right, Cindy. Well, thank you. And if people have any questions, or where's the library located and when you open?
Well, we are located at 50 East Rooney in the lovely city of Appleton. And our hours are Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. Of course, we will be closed this Wednesday for the holiday. Mm-hmm. And then today we close early. Our library system has always closed at 5 o'clock on New Year's Eve. So,
okay. All right.
Which is a good thing for me since I have people coming over.
That's right. You got to clean your house yet. So. Yeah, you have a fun time tonight with your friends. And once again, Happy New Year, Cindy.
Yep, Happy New Year to you and to all our listeners, too. And make sure you stop on down and visit us at the Appleton Public Library.
That's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian there at the Appleton Public Library.